Conference tournaments are tipping off. Bubble teams are making their final push. Top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long run. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. That's bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. The bank is open. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code ART19 when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code ART19. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Must be 21 or older. Virginia only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call the Virginia Problem Gambling Helpline at 888-532-3500.
Miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Podcast available where you podcast. You know, it's TuneIn Radios, all that kind of stuff. Stitcher, iTunes, iHeart, all that. Wherever you get your podcast.
Pandora.
Yeah, Pandora. That's right. Pandora. So wherever you get your podcast, check out Todd and Tyler Radio Empire. And, there's a guy that hate a lot who hate us, which is, you know, which is to us at this point, it's just funny. But when you hate us and listen is my favorite part. We just did that rap earlier about Right Side of History. There's a guy, I wish your show was history.
Damn.
Sick
damn.
Burn, dude.
By the way, we're the only things on the dial. So.
Yeah, he's forced to listen. Fortunately, there are no other choices out there.
No, I'm glad about that. That
he's helps. Held captive.
Oh, it's crazy.
Okay, then. Oh. Was on this date in 1988. You might remember where you were when the Scorpions became the first hard rock act to perform in the Soviet Union. Playing 10 shows in Leningrad and Moscow.
Told Craig I was going to play Winds of Change because that's what that song's about. And you said what?
Oh, shoot me or something. God, we hate that song.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that song either, man.
What year was it?
88.
This is 88. Okay.
When they played there. The Winds of Change. The video's from there, too, by the way.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's about the Soviet Union.
Down to Gorky Park.
I guess the CIA or somebody had a big hand in making that song. It was like straight-up propaganda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was some podcast about it that I listened to about 3 minutes of. And
speaking of playing Behind the Iron Curtain, I'm watching a brand-new documentary on Hulu about the life of Frank Zappa.
Oh.
And it starts out with him playing a concert in 1991 and recently freed Czechoslovakia after, you know, that whole area at the time. I'm exactly sure with the timeline, but it was only a couple of years. It was the last time he played live. He died in 93. But it's pretty good so far. I watched about a half hour.
He was a weird dude.
Yeah, he was really weird. Yeah.
Oh, the Czechoslovakia's like, we're free. Who should we get? Like, Zappa.
I know. And they did. They got Zappa, and it's packed. I mean, it's an arena. It's packed, you know. It's pretty good, Don. Watch the rest.
A gold rush town in California is removing the noose from its logo. CBS 13 reports the city council for Placerville. Is that how you say that?
That's Placerville.
So yeah. They didn't vote 4-3 to keep it like the right. Savages.
What's wrong with the noose?
It's about 45 miles outside of Sacramento. unanimously voted on the move.
Good.
The town has been known as Hangtown.
I get the
since the mid 19th century for its high profile criminal lynches.
I get those, but the noose has become a symbol of hate completely, obviously.
Placerville has long been divided on the decision about removing the noose.
I love that.
People feel it's
pro noose.
Well, some people think it's part of the city's history.
Yeah, hanging is part of the city's history.
Others say, you know, that might be racially insensitive.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the sign is part of the city's present.
Right, the history doesn't go away.
Yeah, so they vote to remove it from the logo.
And good for them. It was unanimous, right?
How they used to hang cattle rustlers or wherever they hung.
So ain't like in Missouri where they told the guy that voted with the ante, the 4-4, to stay home or we're going to go savage on your ass?
Nothing like that.
I love when people fight. What about the history? Yeah, it's in the books there. Read about it.
Like everything that's ever happened is history.
Right.
And a lot of it's bad.
Yeah.
And you can have it in your mind. It can be in books.
You can still read about it. Yeah.
Yeah, books.
Good for them, though. You know? Yeah. Because I know they had to deal with some a-holes that showed up at that meeting.
Right.
There were people that spent their – I got to go to that meeting. I know. Is it about the new school they're going to build, some new roads or a new stoplight? No.
No.
Got to keep that noose in the sign. And I'm pissed.
I'm pro noose.
What's the new sign going to be? I don't know. Probably something without a noose on it.
How about the name of the town without the noose? Right. Okay, sold.
And you said this was out in the country, huh?
30 miles or 50 miles away from Sacramento.
Yeah. The unanimous vote is surprising.
Yeah, it is. It is.
They really wanted to piss people off. They said, well, we're going to replace it with like some kale and avocados.
There you go.
Yeah. Can they wear hoods?
Own the conservatards.
Conservatards.
I'd like to see a little more of that.
Yeah. Well, we kind of do.
Professional bowler, the ginger assassin, Anthony Neuer.
See, when I hear professional bowler, I know what you're talking about. Every time I hear pro bowler, I think of somebody that makes the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's on me. So when you say professional bowler, it's a guy bowling.
No, it's the other way around.
Professional bowler.
When I hear pro bowler, I think of a professional bowler.
Oh, no. Oh, I know.
So I think of a guy who made it to the Pro Bowl.
That's what I think. Yeah.
Big Earn.
So what professional bowler?
Professional bowler Anthony Neuer, the ginger assassin, has become the first person in 30 years to convert to pick up a 7-10 split during a televised match.
Televised match, okay.
Yeah, during a televised match.
Oh, cool.
I saw this.
Yeah.
Last weekend?
I didn't realize it was that uncommon.
The announcers freaked.
Yeah.
The announcers just lost their minds. So I guess I get it now.
Well, you remember, Todd, first of all, for it to happen, I mean, the guy has to really go head on and make a 7-10 even exist. You know what I mean? And the pro bowlers usually aren't usually that bad. They don't miss usually that high. And then you have to make that, which is also impossible.
Yeah, and it caught.
And it's got to be on TV.
The second pin got knocked over basically on like the last little tiny bounce of the first pin. So, I mean, he barely picked it up.
Yeah,
it
there's a little luck involved there, too.
This is the 18-year-old, first to do it since a guy did it in 91. Just the fourth pro bowler to do this on the television.
We used to bowl with the kids when they were younger a lot, and them not knowing exactly how hard stuff was, I used to offer money. I said, well, if you pick up that spare, I'll give you $1, give you $2, and they'd get all excited. And every once in a while, they'd get a 7-10, and I'd go, okay, Ryder, he might have been 10, I'll give you $1,000. Really? You're going to give me $1,000? Yeah.
Go for
is that,
it.
Huh? Is that cruel unusual?
No.
Because before he realized that shot was impossible for a 10-year-old kid.
There is a shot.
Yeah, there was. He nailed it a few times and it banked off a little bit. I go, oh, no.
That was just a really good lesson in your dad's an asshat.
Yeah. I think you're right.
He needed to learn that.
I think you're right.
No.
We used to do that when we were all bowling together, though. We'd all throw money all the time.
Knowing that we all suck at bowling.
That's right. I could go bowling in a couple of weeks.
That was the first 7-10 split on TV in 10 years?
30. No, since 30
years. Okay, 30 years. That's tough.
Fourth ever.
On televised.
On
right.
televised. Right, right. Yeah, on television. On televised.
Yeah.
And he's only 18.
Good words.
Pete.
Thank you. Yeah. A couple of Tigers in Virginia are dealing with the coronavirus. Stubbly and Osceola.
Tigers?
Man, wouldn't it suck if you're one of the two Tigers and they named you Stubbly, the other guy's called Osceola?
Yeah.
Why am I Stubbly? Why not? Look at you.
Couldn't call me Killer?
Yeah. You're not going to complain about it. You're a Tiger.
I don't think they care.
Yeah, not known how they got the virus.
Yeah, who's Stubbly?
Not sure which human gave it to him. Dog in Connecticut tested positive for the virus.
It's probably hard to get those tigers to wear a mask.
Yeah.
It may be.
No, you put it on.
Yeah. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Remember a year ago when they found, it was in the lion in the Brooklyn Zoo and everybody's freaking out, but most animals didn't get this thing, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't tested many, so that's,
right,
you know.
Right.
Let's be fair.
Well, we're not getting it from animals, for sure.
But we're giving it to them, apparently.
But they're taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Most of the animal kingdom.
Right.
That does suck for those tigers. Like, hey, you're going to spend your life in this cage. And also, here's the plague.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Hey, well, they were coughing and wheezing. We better test them.
Yeah. How'd they get a swab up a tiger's nose?
I was just thinking that. Mm-hmm. Who had to swab the tiger's nose?
You put them out.
Yeah.
I assume you sedate them.
Right.
Nah, come on. Try it while they're running around.
They just pull up in their car besides a tent. You know, and there's two tigers in there.
These are tigers. These are different than whatever you were chasing around in the barn.
Right. You can shove anything up those things.
You don't know.
That's not a swab. That's what the cow said.
Define swab.
And that's not my nose.
Man, puss sure swabs us a lot.
I wasn't sick yesterday. I'm not sick today, Puss.
Still have to check.
You do.
Get my nose this time. Animals are different. Relax.
Couple of drunken Frenchmen.
Over there, they just call them Frenchmen.
Right. Are drunks.
Yep.
No, over there, they just call them men.
They call them drunks.
They just call them men. Watched a YouTube tutorial. Those are always good.
Yeah.
That offered tips on how they could get a bigger penis.
Oh, yeah.
So, since you can believe everything on YouTube, they injected themselves with an anti-hematoma cream sometimes used to treat hemorrhoids.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is the thing you sent me the pictures about.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
I did.
Is it elephantitis-looking penises then?
No, it's just terrible.
No, it's not. To boost the size of their members. They injected themselves with this cream sometimes used to treat hemorrhoids. But instead of experimenting on themselves, well, they kind of did. They decided to inject each other.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. We get to touch each other, though, I guess. That's probably why.
Let's get together and inject each other this afternoon.
They suffered from progressive, painful swelling of the penis during the night and went to the hospital the next morning. Both men complained it hurt when the medics touched their penis to inspect the damage. Medics fear the cream blocked lymph vessels in the penis, stopping the body from naturally clearing excess fluid and causing it to swell. Both men were told to rest and take painkillers in the hope that the swelling would go down on its own. But the dermatologist at the university hospital have no idea if the men actually permanently damaged their penises because they never went back for a return checkup.
All right, I'm posting a link. You've been warned.
Writing about the case.
Just two huge penises sitting next to each other.
The team said, self-injection into the penis is an old practice. It may be motivated by the desire to have a larger penis in order to increase self-esteem or to achieve enhanced sexual performance, among other reasons. But they warn that this can lead to painful ulcers, gangrene, and erectile dysfunction.
Don't do that.
All right. The link is up. Don't click it if you don't want the horrible.
Dr. Rich Viney.
Put on Facebook also.
It's there. Both.
Rich Viney?
Dr. Rich Viney, a urologist, told Mail Online, in this story we have two amateurs.
You're sure that's
under the influence of alcohol, injecting a product not designed to be injected in their penises under the guidance of a YouTube video. This was never going to work out well.
That's not Dr. Viney? That would be a good name for a urologist.
That's why I was thinking Viney, too.
Yeah, it's so close to Dick Vane.
There's a real likelihood that there will be irreversible damage with long-term implications for them. There is something no. This is something no right-minded individual would do.
Is it penis or nuts?
It is not nuts.
Oh, it's penis.
They kind of look like those like faceless Muppets.
If someone wants to explore interventions of this kind, they say they should consult with a suitably qualified specialist and ideally get a second opinion.
Guys are stupid. I mean, are there any stories of two girls injecting each other's boobs? You know?
Butts.
There's the other butts.
Yeah, but they do it to each other. You usually get some strip mall cement dealer to do that for you. But I'm talking about it's always guys decide to do stuff on each other all the time. You do these stories all the time. I'll do it to you. You do it to me. Sure.
Yeah, they're not drilling holes into each other's boobs and inflating them.
You said it was like hemorrhoid medicine?
I did say that.
Doesn't hemorrhoid medicine shrink stuff?
It does, yeah. It's, yeah.
Yeah. So if
maybe that's why there was the blockage in the lymph areas.
Now they did it wrong then, because there was definitely swelling.
Lymph vessels. They blocked lymph vessels, and perhaps that's, you know, there was the shrinkage that did that.
I bet they were excited when the swelling started.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, it's working.
Bend over.
It's working fast.
You feel this? It's working fast.
Now it hurts.
Where are they at? In French? In French.
Yes.
In
yes.
France.
Okay. Yes, in the country of French.
They live in French. Okay.
And they're drunk.
All right. I got to see this. You told me to be warned, huh?
Yeah. Craig sent me the link last night. I looked at it and responded to him with something I can't say on the air.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to look at that for a third time. Yeah, you've been warned.
Yeah, don't.
No, they're going to look at it. I've seen worse.
Yeah, Dr. Vaney has to look at that on a regular basis, probably.
Well, when he decided to go into urology, he knew he was getting into that.
I would say it's pronounced Vaney, no matter how it was spelled.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm a urologist. I'm Dr.
Well, his first name is
Dr.
Rich.
Vaney.
Yeah, right.
Dr. And, Richard Vaney.
Yeah, old Dick Vaney.
Dick Vaney, you will be in urology. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's
but
Vaney.
I want to be an oncologist. Too bad.
Yeah.
You're in urology. All
right.
That's when I don't miss being in the studio. I can see you lean over to your chair and go, pop!
I did lean way over on that bear, didn't I?
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The Washington football team is requesting feedback from its fans about prospective names.
I saw some names yesterday.
They emailed season ticket holders, presenting them with a list of names, asking them to, quote, select your two most preferred names.
Yeah.
How many choices they get?
You can name what you want out.
Oh, okay.
Can, but they give you a lot.
Yeah, they give you a lot, too.
So there's some suggestions, huh?
Yes.
Right.
They say the names are not final and do not represent the complete list of names. Some of the names being considered, the Washington Griffins, the Washington Warriors, the Washington Armada, the Rising, the Swifts.
The Rising.
The Swifts is stupid.
You can't. That's hard to say.
They got the Washington Royals in here, Nick. No, can't have that. Yeah.
The Washington Commanders, the Washington Pilots, the Washington Rubies, Renegades, or just the Washington, D.C. Football Club.
The Rubies?
Yeah.
Like the gem?
I got a bunch in front of me here, too. Yeah, the Rubies, R-U-B-I-E-S, yeah.
The Monarchs, the Presidents, the Wild Hogs.
I like the Wild Hogs. I also like the, believe it or not, one of them is the Demon Cats. That makes no sense.
I like it.
They're going to call it something stupid.
Griffins, Brigade, Icons, Red Hogs, Aviators, Wayfarers.
Red Hogs.
Even Razorbacks are in there. I don't know why Wild Hogs and Razorbacks come from.
Yeah. Well, Wild Hogs, is they should name their offensive linemen.
Oh, that's
the Hogs, right.
Right.
Yeah. But the Razorbacks would be stupid. Obviously, your boys own that. Yeah. Yeah, I think Renegades is fine. I think Warriors is fine, except they want to get away from the
You got to get away from Warriors.
They're not going to do the Warriors, so. Renegades is
I
fine.
I don't like that name, the Renegades. I never have.
The Commanders is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think if you're going to steal a name, you know, just steal a college name, just go straight up and go Crimson Tide.
No.
They got the color already.
No.
There's the Red Wolves.
I don't mind the Red Wolves.
I don't mind that.
No. But, you know, I don't know what they're going to pick, but obviously they're not going to stick with their football. Football club is still in there.
Aces.
You can still
Archers,
pick that. Yeah, yeah.
Beacons.
Yeah.
Red Tails.
I still say they go straight out of the Replacements. It's the Washington Sentinels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay homage to the great Shane Falco.
Yeah. Don't they just call them the Washington 7-9s?
Yeah. They got a good team this year, at least for that division. Some people are picking them to win that division, but that division blows. So, you know, I don't know. I think the football club is just a stupid name. I think they got to pick a name.
Yeah. It's better than the Wayfarers.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's the worst one out there.
It's a lot of bad ones. I mean, I would go full on, you know, USFL and be the Demon Cats, but they're not going to do that.
The Royals would be the stupidest thing they could call it.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Washington was established as a power hub to get away from the Royals.
Yeah,
that's already the Kansas City Royals.
Another good point.
And didn't they say the NFL won't really let them go minor league baseball
they
with
won't.
It? Demon Cat sounds right. Pretty yeah, minor league right. Baseball.
I think Commanders, Armada is not my favorite, but I think it works. I think Red Hogs.
Red Tails is good.
Red Tails, I think that Red Tails, I thought, is what they're going to lean towards no matter what. But I don't see Red Tails in here.
I've got it on my list.
Okay, got it. All right.
It's not going to be Bodie McFootball team?
Football McFootball face.
Yeah.
It's funny that just went there and they named it that.
You can't send that out in the email.
I know, you can't.
That would be the overwhelming favorite.
Well, what are you going to pick, Nick, when they get rid of that chief name? Merle, that chief name's going away.
Yeah,
it's not really cool. Not really cool. No.
Now on this list I'm looking at here, First City Football Club is on there.
Yeah.
And that's just, I think...
That's total soccer.
Well, and it's too close to Fist City.
Yes, it is.
Because that would be mispronounced a lot.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
Here come your Fist City Football Club.
Yeah.
And then the big flames go up, and they all run out the tunnel to Fist City.
They storm the field to Loretta Lynn.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
The crowd all has a fist in the air.
Right. Well, we're not Redskin fans. Excuse me, Washington football fans. So I think they should vote. I don't think we should have a say in that. If you're a Redskin fan or were a Redskin fan, they're not the Redskins anymore. I get that. Who do you think? What do you like?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you like. They're going to pick something else.
Yeah, I got friends. I got a bunch of friends back east. That's their team, so I'll ask them. But they're right. It doesn't matter what they pick.
Right.
You know? No.
Nick may implode on this one.
They cheer for the helmet.
Right.
Yeah.
Nick may implode on this one. On Ellen, I guess, yesterday, they had Keith Urban on there.
Yeah, I'll know.
There was Keith Urban on there, and he told a story about when he was on tour once, Taylor Swift was opening for him, and she pranked him on the last night of the tour.
She pranked us on the last night of the tour by her and her band dressing up as Kiss and coming out and sitting in on one of my songs called Kiss a Girl. She dressed as Ace Frehley, and I swear she looked so much like Ace. With all due respects, Ace Frehley, I wasn't sure if it was him or Taylor.
Wow.
Well,
could cause you to implode.
Yeah, with all due respect to Ace Frehley, she should be more offended.
Yeah.
She looks like Ace Frehley.
That's what I was thinking. Taylor, you look like a 70-year-old alcoholic. Because even when those guys put the makeup on when they're, you know, alcoholic faces, they look a little rough, man.
All those decades of letting yourself go, you have to be like, what? And she's an opening act. She's what, 15? There's no way she looks like Ace Frehley.
I love when he apologized to Ace Frehley. He's like, no, I wish I looked like Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but she's got to do some personal inventory.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to lead into that. Usually it's one of those stupid things where country acts' favorite bands as kids were really cool bands, and then they did it wrong.
Yeah.
We always say that. There's a bunch of that bro country crap where they, all these guys say their influences are some cool rock band, and we always go, well, you did it wrong.
Yeah.
Right. They hate you.
Yeah, they hate you. You don't sound anything like Aerosmith. Yeah. You kind of suck.
Springsteen would like you to stop saying that.
It's just stupid, man. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.